AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A key gauge on inflation remains high, our Jennifer King reports.
A report from the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Data shows an important index of inflation stayed high last month. Excluding food and energy, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.3% from February to March. That's 4.6% from a year earlier. Overall prices were up 0.1%. Some Fed officials are concerned that core inflation hasn't declined much since reaching 4.7% in July. The Fed's expected to raise interest rates again next week.
The Federal Reserve says poor management, weakened banking regulations, and lax government oversight all combined to create the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank. The Fed's report is calling for stricter policing for the banking industry on multiple fronts. The flood watch is on along the Upper Mississippi River, where snowmelt has caused the river to overflow its banks. The worst is expected this weekend in some areas. In Buffalo, Iowa, Steve Van Hecke was picking up sandbags for his property.
Done it. Tired of it.
He spoke on WQAD-TV. President Biden has commuted the sentences of 31 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses who were serving time in home confinement. Pope Francis is visiting Hungary and calling on leaders there to make a stronger show of support for the people of Ukraine. Our Walter Ratliff reports.
In a carefully calibrated speech, Francis blasted what he called adolescent belligerence that brought war back to Europe.
Infantilismo bellico.
Francis addressed Hungary's top leadership, whose lukewarm support for Ukraine has rankled other European Union countries.
Russian missiles and drone strikes today killed nearly 30 people in central Ukraine. This is AP News. The UN Security Council is calling on the Taliban to lift its harsh restrictions on women and girls.
The strong and wider restrictions include severely restricting education to banning women from most jobs, public spaces and gyms. The councils condemned the Taliban's ban on working for the UN, a decision the resolution calls unprecedented. The document urges all other UN members to use their influence to promote an urgent reversal of these Taliban policies and practices. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A nationwide review of the 84 million people enrolled in Medicaid will require states over the next year to remove people whose incomes are too high to qualify. Advocacy groups are warning it's a confusing process, and some of the nation's poorest people may be without health coverage. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.